Today is Daf Pei Dalet. So I think we'll go back to Pei Gimel Amud Beis and just do that again, just to remind ourselves. No, it doesn't. Want to start from the Mishnah? Okay, we'll start from the Mishnah. Okay, we'll start from the Mishnah. No, it's a new Mishnah. It's a new topic. Okay, ready? The Mishnah. Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. Elu, the following things, im alu, if they were put on top of the Mizbeach, lo yardu. They don't have to come down. They shouldn't have been put there. They didn't belong there. There's some kind of psul. But if they went up there, they don't have to come down. What are they? Halon, meat that was left overnight. Vayotze, or meat that was taken out of the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash. Vatame, or meat that became tame. Or Vishnishchat Chutzlizbano, Vichutzlim Komo. Or it was shechted outside its time. It was shechted with piggle thoughts. See that? Or Vishakiblu Tzulan. Or apostle person was Makabel the Dam. What's apostle person? Someone who's apostle for Avoda. That's what it means. Someone who's apostle for Avoda. What? What? It's either a Chal or a Balmum or Israel. Right? Zarko has Damo and they sprinkled the Dam. So, because Vishachtu, I'm sorry, Vishkiblu, Psulun, Vizarko has Damo. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shinishchad Balaila. If it's shechted at night, there's no shechting a carbon at night. What if a guy shechted a carbon at night? Right?
Where?
Anywhere, in the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't learn this, he didn't go to the Daf Yomi, he didn't know the halacha. So it's 10 o'clock at night, he shechted a carbon. Or the Nishbach Dama, or the Dam spilled, or the Yatza Dama Chutz L'Kloyim, or the Dam left the Azara, Im Olsa Teirid. If it goes up, it comes down. Why these three, Bedafka, these three, Rabbi Yehuda says these three don't stay up, the Gemara will talk about it. Remember what the three are. Night, Nishbach Adam, or Yatza Chutz L'Kloyim, which is Chutz L'Azara. Correct.
So is he arguing? You don't know yet.
We don't know yet, but he did single out these three.
How do you take dam?
What?
How do you take dam? Dam.
What do you mean?
If you sprinkle the blood, how do you take it off? It was
better. No. The animal has to come down. The meat has to come down if you did this to the dam.
So the meat.
Yeah.
The Tanna Kamma is saying it's invalid, but you just let it burn.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. We're going to spend 5 days on this topic. Yes, we're going to spend 5 days on this topic. What? What do you mean, noser? If it's noser, it's only when it's supposed to be eaten.
But leave it on so long?
No. We're going to learn, we're going to mention in 2 days, that meat that's supposed to be eaten should not be put on the mizbeach. Noser is only meat you're supposed to eat. Rabbi Shimon Omer, low tay rate. Rabbi Shimon says, don't take it down. Even these three. Why? Shurb Shimon Omer, Kol Shapsula B'Mikdash, anything possible in the Mikdash, Hektish Mikablo, it's fine. In other words, if the Psul has to do with the Beis HaMikdash itself, like what's the Psul? It's the night. There's nothing inherently wrong with the animal. There's nothing inherently wrong with the carbon. What's the Psul? The Beis HaMikdash has rules. You violate one of those rules, the Mizbeach can keep it. Nishbach Adam. What's wrong with that? After they had new dam, whatever it is, I took the dam outside the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash. I brought it back. Well, what's the psul? The psul is the Beis HaMikdash has rules. Right. If that's one of the psuls, im ola lo teirid. Lo haya psul b'kodesh. If the psul had nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, for example, the animal was a roveh or a nirva. It's like an animal thing like that. That's a separate problem. If that's the case, ein hektish mekablo. Then the Beis HaMikdash could not accept such an animal. So he makes a different distinction. Okay? Ve'elu, Shalohi Apsulim B'Kodesh. The following list are things that have nothing to do with rules of the Beis HaMikdash. There are deeper rules than that. Obviously, every rule is from the Beis HaMikdash. But the point is it inherently a problem or it's a side problem? What are inherently problems? Harboveya, Havanirva, right? It was the active and the passive. Ha-mukse, it was set aside for Avodah Zarah. Nevad, it was actually worshipped for Avodah Zarah. Esnan, It was given, the money was given to a zona, hamachir, it was exchanged, this animal had been exchanged from a dog, haklayim, the animal is a klayim, it's a half-breed, trefa, it's a trefa, yotze dofen, it was born cesarean section. If an animal's born cesarean section, it's ineligible to be a carbon. Balmum, or the animal's balmum, right? All these things, im'ala teired, these have to come down, right? Rabbi Akiva machshir bali mumin. Rabbi Akiva allows bali mumin. He allows it. Why? Because we're going to learn another bays. It doesn't mean it doesn't allow any mum. It's only a mum that's a very small mum, that a mum doesn't exist by a bird. It's a mum that doesn't exist by a bird. Birds only have what?
Only missing limbs.
If a bird has a nick in its eye, it's not a mum for a bird. But it is a mum for a person. Right? The Gemara is going to ask tomorrow, can you have a roveya and a nirva by a bird? And the Gemara is going to say tomorrow, you can only have one. It can only go one direction. So does therefore, since you can't have both, you don't have any? Oh yeah, at least you have one. Okay, that's the Gemara is going to ask tomorrow. How do you know if the animal's been what? It's the same thing. You have to know. How do you know the animal was born cesarean? You have to know. In a chanam, you have to know.
Is there any way to tell?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm a city boy. I don't know.
I'm just curious.
I don't know. Probably not. Right. No way you can tell if the animal was born cesarean. You have to know. If the animal was born, they would tag it. That way you know. The animal can never be a carbon.
I think he was.
Omer. Docha ya'aba is bali mum belgabe mizbeach. He wouldn't let. My father, the Rebbe Chanina says, my father, who also was a Kohen Gadol, also was a Kohen in the basement, they wouldn't allow, he never allowed bali mums on the mizbeach. He never would allow such a thing. Kishem, shim, okay? So he never allowed such a thing. He never allowed it.
Yeah,
so the Gemara is going to ask why the statement is here. Either he's reiterating, or he's telling you a chiddush that you didn't know before. We'll get to that, and I think it's tomorrow or Sunday. Kishem, shim olu, lo yardu, just like if it's alu, lo yardu. Kach, so too, im yardu, lo yalu. If it fell off, don't put it back on. Normally, if meat flies off for whatever reason, put it back on. Not these. Im alu, lo yardu. If they're there, you don't have to take them down. But if they fell off for some reason, you don't put them back up. And of course, we're going to have qualify that statement too. V'kulan, a new thing. V'kulan sha'alu chayim Larosh HaMizbeach, if they were put on top of the Mizbeach alive, right? What? For Kulam Sha'oldu Chayim Larosh HaMizbeach, right? All these psulin, they're alive up there. In other words, you want to shecht it up there. Yardu, take it down. Right? Behema, the Mizbeach, is not Mekabel psulin when they're alive. Okay? So, oh, because Ginda the Gemara said, the Mishnah says, Allah. What? No, but if Allah lo yardu. If it's Allah lo yardu. Because they're alive still.
Okay, so what's that going on?
That's going on, I have a psul. So there's a discussion, can you shecht an Allah on the Mizbeach? A good ola, regular good ola. So the answer is yeah, why not? So yeah, yes. What about it now? Now we have another, that's one rule. Now we have another rule. Im alu lo yardu. They never should have been here. This animal was something wrong with it. All right, let it stay here already. But to bring it, not if it's alive. That's all. Not if it's alive.
No, not if
they're psul. They're psul and they're alive. Yeah, it's a case of, it's a yotze dofen. Yeah. The animal is not born cesarean. I didn't know that. Here I am on top of the mizbeach, I'm ready to shecht it. So wait, that animal's here, it's a dofen. Take it down from here. You didn't shecht it yet. If you would have shechted it, then we would say, maybe imo lo yardu. Not if it's alive. Because look at the next line, Mati. Ole she'olsa chaya l'rosh ha-mizbeach teired. If it's done on top of the mizbeach, it has to come down. Ole k'sheira. Ole k'sheira she'olsa chaya b'rosh ha-mizbeach teired. You shouldn't shecht it there. That's not the proper place for shechting it. Right?
Maybe
What? Correct. Correct.
It's not talking about apostle animals. It's talking about kosher animals.
So Tosva says on Daf Nun Ches that really Mikra Adin, it's mutter to shecht an animal on top of the Mizbeach. The reason why it's the Rabbanim made it Gzira, because there's a lot of refuse there, and it's not a proper place. Not a proper place. But there's nothing wrong with it, Min HaTorah. So, but if it's a apostle, it shouldn't even be here at all.
I think that's Kalchomer.
Correct. Correct. Now, Shachta Barosh HaMizbeach. What if you did shecht it on top of the Mizbeach? So, Yafshit V'nichena B'mkoma. So, skin the animal, cut it up right there. You're ready there. You saved yourself time.
No, don't bring it down.
Don't bring it down, exactly. Exactly.
Well, I'll get the two statements. And then the next statement, if you say a perfectly good one, you have to bring down, of course the psul you have to bring down.
That's a mutt, you just said that. Yeah, it's worded in a funny way. I agree with you. It's worded in a funny way. Okay. Now, remember, Rabbi Yehuda said three animals have to come down. Three animals should not. At night, the blood spilled, or the blood was taken out. Where do you get this from? So, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zos, He, Ha'ola. It's all in one pasuk. It's I think it's like the first or second pasuk of Parshas Tzav. Tavas, Aaron, Vesbon of Lemor, Zos, Toras, Ha'ola, He, Ha'ola. So it says Rabbi Yehuda, there are three miyutim in this pasuk. Zos, Ola, and he ha'ola, right? So three times the Torah goes out of its way to like specify the ola. What do you learn from that? Hari elu gimu miyutin, three miyutin. Prat l'shenishchata balayla, one that is slaughtered at night. Nishbach dama, and the blood spilled. V'shiyotze dama chutz l'kloyim shemalsa teired, has to come down. Now why these three? I don't know. I'm not Rabbi Yehuda, and I don't know. Right?
Really?
Yeah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, it says Ola. It says Ola. Ain liela Ola, Kshira. I don't know an Ola Kshira. Menayin l'rabos, shnichshta balayla, v'nishbach dama, v'nishbach dama chutz l'klayim. How do we know it includes these three things? Also, v'halon, or lina, v'ayotze, v'atamei, v'shnichshta chutz l'mkazmano, v'chutz l'mkomo, v'shekiblu psulin, v'zarko es damo, hanitanen lamata, shenitanen lamayla, v'lamayla shenitanen lamata. Every mistake you could think of was done. The blood was poured above the red line, below the red line, and the meat's up there now. And someone says, didn't you put the blood in the wrong spot? Yes. Isn't this Lena? Yes. Isn't this? Isn't this? Isn't it Tomei? Isn't it this? Everything you write. How do you know? It was put in the wrong place. Outside dam, inside dam, inside, right? The little Mizbeach. Everything was wrong. Where's the meat? On top of the Mizbeach. Right? U Pesach v'chatos shechtan shelo lishma, which is another problem. The Pesach and the chatos v'shechtan shelo lishma. I have 20 things wrong here. They're watching the meat burn. Someone says, shouldn't we take that down? That Pesach v'shechtan shelo lishma. That chatos v'shechtan shelo lishma. Shouldn't we take the meat down? The whole carbon's no good. Menayin, how do you know? Im olu lo teired, Talmud Lomar, Toras Ha'ola. It says Toras Ha'ola. Riba, Torah, Achas, L'chol Olin. There's one rule for Ola. Shem Olu, Lo Yardu. If it goes up, it doesn't have to come down.
If some of the blood spills when you're shafting it, is that considered a psul?
No. When the blood spurts out?
Yes.
No. You're supposed to catch it in the kli.
Right. What happens if someone...
No, that's not considered spilled. Spilled is after it's in the cup. That's fair enough. Okay?
Do you have the clear in your head the machlokes between Tanakama, Rav Shimon, and Yehuda?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they're only arguing on details.
Why? What do you mean? Tanakama is everything you don't...
I don't think anyone disagrees about the next line. Yachol shani marbe. So if you're so makel, and everything you did wrong is allowed to be on top of the Mizbeach, so I'll include the following things. Haroveya, Vahanirva, Hamuksa, Vahnevad, Ethnin, Mechir, Klayim, Trefa, Yotzedofen. I'll include all those too. And what's the difference between this list and the other list? This list, there's something wrong with the animal itself. The other list, there's nothing wrong with the animal. There's something wrong with the procedure. You put the blood in the wrong place. Right? You took the blood over here and you moved it over there. Two different lists. So if that list, the first list is good, what's wrong with the second list? Right, second, what's the second list? The animals are yotze dofen. The animals are oveya. You can't bring that for a carbon. Why those not? Why, the, and if amalu yerdu, what's the difference? How come those have to come down? Talmud Lomar, Zos.
We didn't have Klein before.
Yes, we did. Klein's in the Mishnah.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, I'm not sure what Klein is. Because I don't have... If this mates... If the goat mates with a cow, what happens? Can it even have a baby? I don't even know exactly what Klein even is. I'm not even sure what that is, even.
If a goat mates with the sheep, I think they are sort of right. Related, and you do get...
So that's what a Klein is. Okay, fine. Again, I'm not a, I'm a city boy. Talmud Lomar Zos. Now, Umar Roz, Larabo says Elu, Lahoti is Elu. Why are we including these and not including these? Why some yet? Why yes? Why some im Alu Lo Yardu and some Alu Yardu? Why? What? So this is a Brisa. So Umar Roz, Larabo says Elu, Lahoti is Elu. Achas Shiva Hakasiv Umiyet. If they have both. You have a ruby and a miyat. So the Gemara says, Mar ba'ani is elu, shayu psulin ba'kodesh. I'll exclude those because they're psulin ba'kodesh. What does that mean, psulin ba'kodesh? Something happened after I got here. After I got to the Beis HaMikdash with a valid animal, some mistake happened. I had a valid animal. I got to the Beis HaMikdash. Some mistake happened. What mistake? They put the blood in the wrong spot, above the red line, below the red line, in the heichal, not in the heichal, upper low, right? They took it out. They spilled it. All these things. When I got it, the animal was good. Then imalu lo yardu. Umoti ani es elu shloha is a psulim bakodesh. The other ones I'm going to exclude. Why? They never got it. It was never should never have come here. The animal never should have walked through the door. That's why imalu lo yardu. I don't know, what's the difference?
I don't know, I'm scared.
Right, so the truth is, you're asking a very good question. Because Tosfos says, in Nida, he asks the following question. I don't need the Miyot to tell me that if I walked in already, the animal's no good, that it can't be brought as a carbon. I don't need that. I don't need a miyut for that. That's obvious, no? You can't bring a carbon that was worshipped. Other miyutim for that. You can't bring a revere and a nirva. I need this to tell me that you can't bring a revere and a nirva. So it must be, that the animal was a makadesh. I donated an animal to the Beis HaMikdash, and then something happened to it. What about now? There's an argument to be made. Well, the animal was, I made a carbon. Now, somebody sodomized it. Right? Okay, I can't be brought as a carbon. What about imalu lo yardu? Maybe it should be yardu. Imalu lo yardu? We said yardu. Maybe it should not be yardu. You hear the question?
No, what does it make a difference?
What?
Why does it make a difference?
So why does it make a difference?
Yeah. Say they just made a mistake, brought the wrong animal up, and then now what do you do with it? That's the question. Whether it was Mikash beforehand or afterwards, he's still not allowed to bring
it up. No, but Tosa says that we have other miyutim that tell you in the first pasuk of Vayikra, the first two pasukim, that an animal that was muksa, that was worshipped, you can't bring it for a carbon. What if I donated it first and then it was worshipped? You also can't bring it for a carbon.
You don't need
it either way. But maybe, im olo lo yardu. That's all he's saying. So that's why it comes along, no. Even if olo yardu. Now, Tosa, the second separate question. If it was Mekadesh first, right? And then what happened to it afterwards?
Something.
One of three things. Either it was Reveo or Nirva, which could happen. Or it was worshipped for Avodah Zarah. Or what's the third one?
Trefa?
No, not Trefa. Yeah. That's like those two. Those are basically the two issues. Right.
So you can't have Yotze Dofen that came out, that is Mekadesh afterwards.
No. Tosfos is saying is, every animal was, it was the case is, you were Mekadesh at first, then a psul happened to the animal itself.
There's only three examples.
Two examples. It's really Reveh Nirva and Avodah Zarah. And we got worship. So it must be that it must be it was Mekadesh first, and then this happened.
But
why?
Into one group.
I know, but why? Why? Because if what happened before was Mekadesh, there's no Shaila Tana Karban.
Right.
There's no Shaila Tana Karban. Right? Indeed. So it must be no Shaila. Either way, it's Tana Karban. But if it happened before you were Mekadesh it, then no Shaila, the first Pesukim it says, Min HaBakar, Min HaTzon, we learn out, Pratla this, Pratla that, no Shaila is a carbon. Here, what happened? You were Mekadesh at first,
right.
Then Reveh Nirva happened.
Right.
Now the question is it a carbon? No. It's not a carbon. Maybe Imala Lo Yardu. That's what we're saying. Imala Lo Yardu. Okay. After all, it's Mekadesh first.
Okay, that's a very good question.
So therefore, Tosa comes along, that's why we have this Miut. To not to bring an animal, we know that already. Tosa says the following.
How do you get off the ground? You have an animal that you are going to bring to the Beis Hamikdash.
Yeah.
Then you find that it's a baby.
No, that's not what happened. Then afterwards, no.
Huh?
No, after you Mekadesh it, then it happened. Then it happened.
After you Mekadesh it.
Then it happened.
So how do you bring that to the Beis Hamikdash anyway?
You don't.
The bottom line.
You don't. But I would have thought maybe him Olu Lo Yardu, at least. That's all it's saying.
Why would? What's the logic for that? Why
logic?
Imala lo yardu? Lo yardu. What's the logic for that?
He's saying that's the exception. Maybe that would be an exception.
Right.
You leave it up there. Right?
Exactly.
But it doesn't get off the ground. How does it get off the ground even? How do you even get it close to the
ground?
I don't understand. I don't understand.
Just like all the rest of them don't. But if you did it,
right.
You do it.
Exactly. But Tosa has another question. Tosa has another question. He says, wait a minute. How is it even possible for somebody to worship an animal after it's donated to the Beis HaMikdash? It no longer belongs to you. So how could you ask her something that doesn't belong to you?
We had that question.
Because the answer is different by God. You could.
No, who said?
You can't. We had that question already a long time ago on when we were dealing with those that Avodah Zarah question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had this question. I know.
Exact same question.
I have a question.
You hear the question? How could you even do that?
You said if it belongs on Beis HaMikdash, how could you worship
it? How could you worship it? It doesn't belong to you. And you can't ask for something that doesn't belong to you unless you make a Maisa. For example, if somebody sodomizes the animal, you can't say, well, it's not sodomized, it doesn't belong to you. That's ridiculous. Right?
It belongs to you now.
Right? If I walk into your house and I chafe up your pots and pans,
so
I cook milk. Do I ask for your pots and pans? I cook milk and meat together. Of course. I can't ask something that belongs to you. The answer is that's only without a maisa. So I see that cow. I bow down to the cow. I didn't do a maisa to the cow. Then, if it doesn't belong to me, I can't ask for it. I can't make an avodah zarah into your animal. I don't own it. So how do you make an avodah zarah into the Beis HaMikdash of the animal? Says Tosa, like he can't answer the question. He says it must be talking about kodshei kalim, which are not kodshei kalim, belong to the owner. That's what he says. Till it's brought, otherwise how could you answer it? In the whole crazy case. Okay. Anyway.
Wow.
Now. Rabbi Yehuda. Maisi la mehacha. Remember what Rabbi Yehuda said? He said that three things could not be brought. Right? So, Mibnei Ma Amru Lon Bidam Kasher. Why do we say, listen to this Gemara, why do we say, if you do Lina with the Dam, Im Alu Lo Yardu? Why do you say that? Why? Why should the Lina be different? We said before, because the Psul is not with the animal. Right? What's the Psul? It's another mistake, but not the animal. The animal's a good animal. But you left it overnight to the meat.
Procedural
issue. Therefore, imala lo yardu. Why should that be? So what? The issue is not with the animal. So what? Still a mistake to the Beis HaMikdash. Why should it be up here? The carbon was no good. It's an invalid carbon. Why should it be imala lo yardu? Says, I'll tell you why. Because shari lan kosher beimurin. Because it's possible sometimes meat of a carbon is also allowed to have lina. What is that? By a shlam. You can eat a shlam for 2 days. Now, the Gemara tomorrow or the Sunday.
What is that?
The third day.
Huh?
It's the third day.
I know. But right. Since the Gemara is going to say, what kind of thing is this? Since such a thing that meat can stay overnight and not become pasul, how? If it's a shlamim and the meat can be eaten for 2 days, right. So it's left over one night and it's not pasul, so too, dam left overnight, im olo lo yardu.
From that carbon?
From that carbon. You hear what he's saying?
Yeah.
That makes no sense. The Gemara is going to point it out. The Gemara is going to point it out. You don't need Rashi for that. What kind of thing? You're comparing that with Mutter this Asar. Okay? Now, Lon Bei Murin Kasher, so that's why, since it's once I said, I left out a step. But the Ma'am Lon Badam Kasher, why is Lina by Dam okay? Share Lon Kasher Bei Murin, because Lina by Murin is okay. Lon Bei Murin Kasher, Share Lon Kasher by Basar. Because why is Murin good? Because you can have Lina by meat. How do you have Lina by meat? How can meat stay over for one night? If it's a shlamim, it's allowed to stay over for one night. So therefore, it's such a concept that letting things stay over for one night.
It's not called lun by Shlomo.
I know. That's the Gemara to answer that question. It's not called lun. Yotze. Why is Yotze mutter? That will say if Yotze, the blood was taken. Don't worry about it. You know why? She Yotze kosher b'bama. Because Yotze is kosher by Obama. By Obama, there is no Yotze because nobody's a mikdash. It's your whole backyard. The whole world. Or the whole Israel, anyway. Right? So Rashi says, in this the third wide line, Yotze. Uviyotze, de emure ola ve emure kachem. What's Yotze? You remove the emurin or the kachem. Aval Yotze dam, puzzle. But Yotze dam is not puzzle. It's still puzzle. Rabbi Yehuda. Denafkile tlasa psuli mitlasa miute umistabra lamute Yotze dam. Says Rashi. But Miyotze Dam, I would never say that you have a heter for that. Right? Okay, next. Tameh. Why is Tameh im ol lo yardu? Why? It's an easy one. Hal v'hudel avodas tzibur. Because it's mutter for avodas tzibur, right? If the whole Klai Yisrael is Tameh, you can still bring karbanos. So therefore, you're a carbon got Tameh, and I'm ol lo yardu. Don't worry about it. Chutz l'zmano. Listen to this. So why is Pigel okay? Why is Pigel okay? Emo lo yardu. Why? Listen to this answer. Hoel u maratze lepigulo. Because Pigel is different. Everything else you have to do right in order to make something Pigel. So everything else you have to do right, that's so bad Pigel.
Make it wrong.
What?
Everything you have to do right to make it wrong.
To make it wrong. Therefore, emo lo yardu.
You get curries for that.
I know, you get curries.
That's not so bad. I think it causes much trouble instead.
Doesn't anybody say that answer?
I've said it.
Chutzum komo? How of iskash l'chutzos mano? What about chutzum komo? It's the same thing as chutzos mano. Fine. Shekiblu psulin v'zarku as damo. What about a psul person, some kind of psul, and then sprinkle the dam? So what did we say? Imal lo yardu. Right? Imal lo yardu. Where do you ever find such a heter for a psul person with a heter like that? Well, basically, what we're doing is every single one, we found some heter. Some heter where it's sometimes mutter, so we'll say all lo yardu. Where's a psul person mutter? So the Gemara answers, Bahanach psulin dechazu la'avodas tzibur. Yeah, and those people, those psulin, that could do avodas tzibur, right? For example, Rashi says it's a tummy, only it's the only one. A czar can never do avoda, never such a thing. But other psulin, like a tummy, Cohen's tummy. So sometimes he could do avoda. That's what it meant. In those cases, then that psul ain't a chanami. So ain't a chanami, a psul of a balmum, or a psul of a Yisrael, im olu yardu. Okay?
But if the coin's tummy is not perpetually a tummy, so it's obvious that sometimes he can.
No. So when he's tummy, the guy breaks his arm. So right now, till he heals, he can't do avoda. He's a balmum. When he heals in a month, he can go back.
But isn't that obvious?
Why? It is obvious. Okay. So, but the point is that while he's tummy, he's not allowed to do it.
But that's obvious.
What?
Of course yeah. It is obvious.
So therefore, no, but there are some people, that even when they're puzzled, they can do it. For example, a tummy. A coin in his tummy can do a voda sometimes.
He
can? Yeah, you know when? When the whole client was also tummy.
Oh.
So since, even then he could do it.
So the heter is, he's a perfectly good coin who, under normal circumstances, would accept his voda, but... So it's no big deal.
Right now, it's no big deal. So therefore, if that's the psul that happened, im olo yardu.
Yeah, weird.
Now, the Gemara asks the question right now. The chidonin davar shelo behechsheren, bedavar shebehechsheren. Is that a fair comparison to compare basar that stayed overnight, which is totally mutter, to dam that stayed overnight, which you're not allowed to do that? What kind of comparison is that? Right?
Well, it's comparing saying the emurim to the...
So Rashi says, lon bebatzer. The Basar said overnight, for yotze de mikdash, be yotze de bama, she ain't sham mechitza. And he's also, Rashi throws in the bama also. You're comparing bama to a yotze? By bama, there's no avera. There's nothing to talk about. By a Basar staying overnight, nothing wrong with that. How can that be a comparison? Oh, since Basar can stay overnight, so if the emurim stayed overnight, it's okay. What kind of thing is it? It doesn't make any sense. That's not a comparison. So the Gemara answers, Tana, Azos, Torah, Ha'ola, Reba, Samachle. In other words, the Torah has a lot of, that Pasuk has a lot of Miyutim, a lot of Ribuyim, and from the Ribuyim, we learn we learn out that these are included as well.
What's this
Masa Tosu? What? All off-topic things. All Kachim, I look through them, it's a short daf. They after three lines, I'm lost. You know? Sometimes Tosas asks a question, he gives an answer, you can follow it a little bit. These were just impossible.
So it's not on the final.
What? Imalu lo yardu? No. No. He has to be another carbon. Just imalu lo yardu. All right. Yeah. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good Shabbos.